Today's Cotton Newsline is Six Cuts. All Cuts are Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So the Colony Collapse Disorder Steering Committee was set up as part of USDA and EPA, and this committee has been looking at issues around the decline in the number of beehives, in particular honeybee hives. So they have been trying to study and understand more about why these honeybee colonies were on the decline, that they were basically having bees that just disappeared, essentially. So there was a lot of research trying to determine what was going on over the years.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The committee has done a lot of work. They held a meeting to review some of the work that had been accomplished and to invite stakeholders to provide input on some new areas that they may need to do research. They wanted to make sure they had a broad spectrum of stakeholders, and in that broad spectrum they had different environmental groups, they had some commodity groups, some industry groups, and some other governmental agencies and universities represented as well.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
During this session, there was a breakout period where they divided the stakeholders into different groups, and the section that I participated in was pesticides, trying to understand what, if any, role that pesticides may have played in this colony decline. Within the pesticide group, there were some recent studies that had come out that had given some indication there may be some exposure problems with pollinators, but the particular problem with the studies is several of the studies were using doses that were too high or that were not field relevant.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And that's one of the big gaps that we have in the information about bees, because they can forage over such a large area that we don't really know how often or how much they feed on a particular plant. And to really understand the impact that anything would have on, let's say, for a cotton crop, we really need a better understanding of, do the bees go to the cotton and feed, and how often, and what time of the year, what time of the day, to help us understand how to make sure we protect the bees and our operation and practices. The council has encouraged that USDA participate in some landscape ecology studies, and that basically is trying to look at the different plants that are out there at a period of time and where are the bees actually selecting to or choosing to feed.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, we do recognize that there is a lot of research that is needed within the crops to understand what the pollinators are doing in those crops. We know that cotton does not depend on bees to pollinate the cotton crop, but we do have data that suggests that bees at times are in cotton. So we have to get a better understanding of when the bees are in the cotton and why. There has to be a lot better understanding of the beneficial aspects. We have a lot of people that work on bees exclusively, and we have a lot of people that work on the crops exclusively, and we've encouraged that there be a closer working relationship between those two in their research, so that we can make sure that we have viable crop research that also has viable focus on pollinators. In the same respect, we know that there is a lot of information that producers just have not been focused on with respect to bees in their crop. Their main concern is trying to protect their yield, and that's a major crisis and problem for them. And to try to protect the yield without having any impact on these pollinators is a major and very difficult challenge.
Sixth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One thing that we will see a lot more of is closer communication with some of the beekeepers to help us develop a better understanding of their practice and to help them get a better understanding of our practice, so that hopefully together we can work out some solutions that work. And I don't think that they will be the same solution for the entire country. What we have seen in some case studies is that the best solutions have been worked out at local levels, and I think that's what we are advocating this time, is that there's very good local level communications that could help resolve some of these issues.